أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran. A little bit of a break today and look at something a little bit different, still relating to the Quran. But I was reading this and needed to share. So on the day before Ashura, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam asks for one night of respite, and that night he wants for a certain reason, so he tells Hazrat Abbas, can you please go and ask the enemy that we need one night for four things? And the four things were, Uhibbu Salah, I love Salah, and I want to be able to use this night to connect to Allah through Salah. Wa Tilawat al-Kitab, and I love to recite the book. I love to recite the Quran. Wa kathratu du'a, and I like to do lots of du'a. Wa istighfar, and I love to do istighfar. And I'd like to focus on this big, wa tilawatu kitabi. This is the book, this is the Quran that he loved to read. So how do I connect to this Quran that I too love to read it? We sort of read it a lot in the month of Ramadan, and then suddenly there's a bit of a gap. Well, there's a hadith from the Masumin which says, when a person wishes to recite the Quran and wishes to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness and grace, wishes to connect to Allah, to incline towards divinity, then he must have three things. So the first thing we're told is qalbun khashi, you need a humble heart. You need to be able to approach the Quran with intellectual humility. A very, very humble heart. The next thing is a body that is relaxed. A body that's not hungry, that's not thirsty, that's not upset. It's got to be relaxed to be able to focus on the Quran. Not sleepy, comfortable. You need to be in a comfortable place. And then one of the best ways to connect to the Quran is to be in a place where you are alone. Where there's no kerfuffle, where there's no noise, where there's no people, where you and the Quran are connected in one place. And then Imam tells us that we need to start with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. You seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. So being able to release oneself from all that that is agitating us. That is the only way that we can connect to this book. And once there's a connection, oh my goodness, the book takes us to places where we will not even know exist. So let's try to look at this book. Look at these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect to his kindness, connect to his mercy, connect to the guidance so that we too, until our dying moments, can say, I just want to be able to recite this book and connect to him. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who say these four things, just as Abu Abd Abdullah did. Uhibbu Salah, I love Salah. Wa tilawatu kitabi, and I love to read the book. Wa kathratu du'a, and I love lots of du'a. Wa istighfar, and I love lots of istighfar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.